/careers.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studio, with amazing slow-smoked wings and world-famous Baby Back Ribs, this is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
And Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. 1 week from today, Trent Condon. We will be moving into hour number two of our program, but doing so at Circa, the VEASAN studio at Circa.
Yes.
Certainly look forward to that. Maybe, if Mike Palm's schedule allows, you'll be able to get there and join us in studio instead of on the phone as he has in the past. Hello, Mike Palm. Trent and I pumped to get there. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Looking forward to you guys being out here and being in studio when you do your show next week.
As are we. Absolutely. Can't wait to do it. So, Mike, you know, we had you on TV. We're going to, for the folks that watched the TV show that aired for the first time yesterday, some of the stuff will be you heard. But I was surprised with your answer on preseason football when it comes to the Raiders. I knew it would be a bigger, that you guys would write more, being that the local team is involved in it. But you said it's about twice as much when the Raiders play. What kind of night did you guys have last night? The total dropped as the week went on, and, of course, it went over.
Yeah, we lost. We needed Jacksonville, and we actually needed under because we got bye back after we took the number down to 30.5. So it didn't go well. The bigger decision on the Raiders. But the right wasn't bad. It's probably 2.5x of what we'll average on a preseason game.
So a good one there on a standalone kind of as Thursday with the first game of the season in comparison to what we saw in baseball last night. It was, I saw a lot of properties. It was by far their biggest event of yesterday. How much bigger, if it was the biggest for you guys at Circa?
Oh, yeah, it was bigger. We did a little bit of handle, you know, early baseball, too. So most of the games in the daytime, which doesn't necessarily help the handle, helps with the sports book and filling it up a little bit, but doesn't necessarily help with the handle on games. And it was another predominant day card there. So nothing really, no real huge moves in baseball. We made a few dollars, but didn't overcome the Raiders' loss.
I know that you guys have a relationship with the Padres, and certainly good to do so, because, Mike, did you see their capping season ticket for next year already? The demand is so great that they don't want to go over whatever that number is, and they've reached it, they're going to cap it. Padres going to be a tough ticket next year.
It's good for our sponsorship this year and that they're getting a lot of value for what we paid, but I shudder to think of what the number will be for next year.
Yeah, I was hoping they might grandfather you in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're spending money, no doubt. Well, another thing that I know can be a cringe moment every once in a while is what we're going to be doing next week. That's signing up for those contests and the overlays that you guys, of course, have there at Circa. $6 million guaranteed prize pool in each of the contests. $12 million overall. Overlays, I saw, what, you guys are over 1,000 entries now, at least in millions. What, just 4,900 to go or so?
Yeah, we're combined, we went past the 2,000 point mark yesterday. It's actually, Survivor is closer to 1,200 and millions closer to about 900 now. So it's interesting because the guys that do this in the back and our analytic people have these flow charts and they compare them to these graphs. They compare it to previous year's signups and they're predicting that we get 7,000 in the Survivor. And I think the latest number I saw in the millions was 4,800 was the prediction. So I said it could be 7 and 5, which would mean we'd still have $1 million overlay in the millions. And the Survivor wouldn't be an overlay, but the pot would be $7 million guaranteed.
Well, I know that we've got our group together, Mike, and we started, we had our first kind of joint meeting or conference call the other, and we were going over the rules and trying to formulate a strategy. But when you get to Christmas Day, and that's its own week along with Monday Night Football gets thrown in there, the matchups, Green Bay at Miami, I think really tough. Denver at the Rams, really tough. Tampa, Arizona, coin flip. Chargers, Colts, who I think are going to be better. That week alone, Mike, that's really going to separate this contest, I think, for everybody that's alive that gets there on Christmas Day. Not only do you have to have, you know, one of those teams alive, but boy, oh boy, the difficulty is that week. I was pulling my hair out.
Well, remember last year it was the same thing. What was it? 8 people went into that week, or I don't remember, but it got down to 8 after that week, and it was just the 2 games, right? And they were both tough games. It was the Cleveland at Green Bay and Indianapolis at Arizona. Right? And it really split people up. Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. Jeez, the thought would be that, you know, the point spreads are out all year. Certain books right. put out for the whole year. And if you look at this week, Chargers at Colts is a pick 'em. Tampa Bay's a point favorite at Arizona. Not a lot of things can change,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Packers a 1-point favorite at Miami, and the Rams a 3-point home favorite of the Broncos. I wonder if people won't save the Rams for Christmas Day.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out as well. I don't think there was any consensus. We hope that we have 2 alive so we can get to the next week.
Yeah.
All right, but
yeah.
Who knows?
You're trying to hedge that one. How about this, Mike? Here's a prop that could come up. Let's say we get to that week, and again, just the 4 games, just 8 teams. What if you get to week 16, but you've used all 8 of those teams?
You're a loser.
You're out.
Can you put in, you can't even put in a pick because you don't have anybody available, right?
You're done.
I was just trying to think of a way if you could hedge out of it, but if you use those 8 teams, it's over.
You're eliminated. If through the first 8 weeks of the year you used all 8 of those teams uh-huh. and won, you'd be out after week 8. Your thing would be eliminated, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's another angle that you have to look forward. You can't just look week to week.
No, we're going to try be alive and have a matchup on both sides. We want to have Miami and Green Bay safe so mm-hmm. we get to that. And then the hedging opportunities, Mike, as you get deeper into this thing. If you're alive, I mean, what point did the people that were alive start hedging last week? It's a 20-week contest this year. What do you start hedging in like week 19 to guarantee yourself a profit?
I know some people did it in week 16. 16 last year. They actually did it the week before 15, the week before the Christmas week last year. I know a few of the guys that were alive bet the money line opposite their pick, started doing it that soon because they knew it was down to X, and if they got there in the worst case scenario, this split would still be such and such, right? If everybody mm-hmm. survived, they're not going to. So, you know, making bets like 15, 20,000 and taking teams that are heavy favorites, so getting 5-6 to 1 on the money line the other way is a hedge.
Do you remember? I think there were 6 winners in Survivor last year. If memory serves, the
5.
Number is there 5. Okay. Do you know
there was 5? Yep, 5, and 3 of them got the bonus for using either Kansas City or Tampa Bay in the last week.
Right.
So, the 5 people split $6 million. They each got 1.2, and then 3 people split $1 million. So 3 of those people got $1.533 million.
Our strategy is if it's the Rams and the Bengals we have to use them prior to, we're going to do that. But my question, of the 5 winners, do you know how many did not have multiple entries?
1.
Wow.
1 had a single entry. I believe 2 of them had 4 or more entries, and 2 of them had, one of them had 3 and one of them had 2.
Gotcha. So we're coming in with 3.
And that's what Ken will be signing up for next week. I'll be signing up for millions, and you can still come out with us next week. Well, all the way up until kickoff if you're heading to Vegas. But I just looked. You can get a flight out of Des Moines right now for $202. Leaving Thursday evening, coming back Sunday evening. Come hang out with us. We'll have a great time, of course. We'll be at the D Friday night with the meet and greet with our guest Mike Palm here, Derek Stevens, the owner, a bunch of people from VEASAN and Circa, and then Stadium Swim on Saturday. Going to be a great time out there. So $200, $202 to get out there right now. Not too shabby to make your way out to Vegas and sign up for these contests. And Mike, I believe our our promo code for the rooms, MC20, still available, right, for August 7th through the 17th?
Yes, there's still rooms available, still rooms in the block for your guys' code. So, you know, book it, come out, we'll have a good time. The concert on Saturday night, too, Theory of a Dead Man for VIP seats, too, if you're a part of it as well. And this, just so you know, we said you had to do a full house to be at the pool party on Saturday. We want to have more people there. So we said if you do six or more entries, we'll invite you to that pool party. Now, you can go to the pool, obviously, but then to be part of the food and drink package, all you can eat and drink on Saturday, six or more entries.
And if our weekend doesn't work, that doesn't mean that the contest is closed. You can still go out there. And when's Adam Chernoff coming in? Is it the final weekend?
Yeah. So 3 weeks from tomorrow, the 27th, is when I do my panel. Adam Chernoff, Chris Bennett from Circa Sports, Sean King, and Brian Urlacher. In fact, Brian Urlacher is at Circa this weekend. I just had a drink with him last night. He and his wife are here for the weekend to check out the property and stadium swim today and dinner at Barry's tonight.
So nice.
That's the way to do it.
Indeed it is. And if you can get Barry's, you get a reservation, get in there, go down the escalator, you'll be glad you did. Back to baseball, Mike. Trade deadline come and gone. Your biggest mover at Circa was the team that you guys sponsored. With the moves that the Padres make, dropped the price significantly.
From 22 to 1 to 11 to 1 we're sitting at today. Our guys, I said, do you think they close 11 to 1? Chris Bennett, who's doing the football panel, he's the number two guy to Matt Metcalf there. Even, you know, we have a lot of talent in that room, a lot of former directors of big operations, like Nick Doc Bogdanovich and Richie Bacciolari and Jeff Davis from Caesars. But Chris is our main NFL guy, and he's also our main baseball guy. He says he thinks they close 12 or 13 to 1 when all said and done, when you get to the playoffs. It's a big move, boy. It's a big move. I'm all bet the Dodgers at 5-1. I'm also my partner on VSiN. He bet the Dodgers at 5-1 before the season, and he bet the Padres on Tuesday at 15-1 as a hedge to the Dodgers. He's very fearful. He actually says he thinks the Padres are going to win the National League.
That's a good bet if you can get it in. Prices changed here over the last week after the trade deadline. Let's go here on the local front. We got a really fun race shaping up in the National League Central. Where's the betting odds right now between the Brewers and the Cardinals? And then the American League Central, where the Twins continue to cling by the last of their fingernails ahead of the Guardians and the White Sox. What you're seeing in the two Central races as it pertains to the odds?
Well, St. Louis just made up 2.5 games in 2 days.
Yeah.
Milwaukee gets swept. They trade away Hader. The word is the clubhouse is not happy. The fans, they're obviously not happy. Like, they're giving up on this season. Milwaukee's still favored. But, boy, I wish I would have got St. Louis at plus 240, plus 250 a couple weeks ago, because this thing's going to come down to a pick'em here, especially if the Cardinals are able to get out ahead. We lowered the Twins off the trade. We really liked what the Twins did in getting Lopez and solving that issue with the closer. And then also, getting Molly. That rotation is short, right? So White Sox were the favorite at plus 135, and the Twins were 145. I think we took the Twins down to plus 130. You still got three teams all at plus money there with the Guardians in that race. So I don't know. My gut tells me it should be the White Sox, but who knows? I mean, you got to come out and play in front of people screaming fire your manager at home all the time. So both those races are really intriguing, and you know, don't count the Braves out in the East. I think they'll still have something to say with the Mets, but the other three divisions all locked up.
I'm guessing that people have Yankees to win the American League pennant. All of a sudden, they're not sleeping real well. There's no look now, but here come the Astros.
Well, I thought the Astros were always the better team. They helped the lineup through the trade deadline. I don't know that the Yankees got any better. We'll see. It's going to come down to it. I think I trust the Astros starters more than I do the Yankees starters, if they should meet up in an American League championship series. But the Yankees still slight favorites over the Astros to win the American League. and co-favorites with the Dodgers to win the World Series right now.
Did you see much movement as far as the Mariners? They're kind of a sneaky team. I like what they did at the trade deadline. Obviously, the top of the marquee is Luis Castillo came out and beat Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium a couple of days ago. You see much action on the Mariners since the trade deadline?
A little bit, yes, to make playoffs. But, you know, there's not too much movement among American League teams other than that because they still have to go through the Yankees Astros.
Yeah.
So they're just formidable. They're like, you know, 1-1A there. They're co-favorites at 3-5, and you really can't have to get around them. Nobody else is taking much money.
All right, football. Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
He's nuts. He's taking psychedelics. He's losing his mind.
Mm-hmm. He's dating Blue of Earth.
Blue of Earth, right. Do you adjust your odds because a guy has lost it? I mean, is that something that goes into line making?
Not really. We'll probably move more off bets than we will off of what this guy's doing. I know we have a guy on VSiN that works for Pro Football Focus, Dr. Aaron Eager. Who's got a PhD in mathematics from Nebraska, and he just loves the Packers win total under this year. His favorite bet of the last four football seasons for a win total over under that they've outperformed their metrics the last 3 years with these 13 wins, and he thinks there's a crash. Not that they're not necessarily going to win the division,
right?
But they're not. You know, they're a 10 or 11 win team.
I could certainly see that. What are you guys getting? What are you seeing as far as NFL teams to win the division or the win total? Who's the now team this week, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you what our liabilities are so far. The two biggest liabilities in win totals are Buccaneers under and Lions over. There's a lot of Lions betting, and I don't think it's just the Derek connection. To Michigan, but yeah. there's a lot of Lions betting. The Chargers we opened after the Super Bowl at 30-1 to win this year's Super Bowl. They're down to 11-1. Some of that based on our opinion, some of that based on the public. Our two biggest liabilities for the Super Bowl are Raiders and Steelers.
What?
Surprising. Two biggest liabilities to win the conference: Seahawks and Texans. So those are, you know, long shots that took a bet. And then player bet, Zamir White for Rookie of the Year, Dan Campbell and Nathaniel Hackett for Coach of the Year, and Davante Adams and Trey Lance for MVP. Those are our liabilities.
Dylan Cease, I made a play for him to win the Cy Young. I still like the bet, but, man, Verlander's going to be tough to beat, isn't he?
Well, I was sitting there watching the Guardians Astros game last night, texting a couple buddies that, boy, it seems like it's now Verlander's to win or lose with McClanahan faltering a bit.
Yeah,
I'll give you one. It's a long shot, but it's starting to make a lot more sense. You know, Sandy Alcantara deserves it in the National League, and Mitch Moss asked me yesterday on their show, Follow the Money, is it over? And I said, I think it is. Watch out. If anybody could steal it in the National League, it might be Edwin Diaz.
He's unbelievable. His strikeouts to innings pitch is like we've never seen before, Mike.
Yeah, and he's given up one earned run since May 30th. And now he's showing he can go two innings.
Right.
I mean, this is something. The thing about Alcantara, he plays on that Marlins team. They're not going to get him a lot of runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he ends up with only 12 or 13 wins, yeah, I mean, he keeps going nine innings and giving up nothing, one or two. He's going to win it. But
right.
You get a bad start or two in there, and Diaz goes the rest of the way like this, striking out every other batter.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it might get interesting.
What's his price? Do you know offhand?
I could take a look. I didn't look recently. He wasn't in the top 10 when I looked on Tuesday before we did our show. But I can take a look real quick.
Trent here. And I have been talking about him for weeks. I wish we would.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Just that because it's the strikeout to innings pitch that's just never been seen before. And the Mets are a threat. And he's going to, he's a good ball team. He's got a good defense behind him. Obviously, he's going to score some runs. He's going to get a chance to close a lot of games. And as you mentioned, two innings saving. He got another one yesterday.
Yeah. I'm looking here. Boy, oh, boy. I'm scrolling, so it means
it's a good price.
That means it's, yeah, still 60 to 1.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we go to break. Yeah.
Hey, one final thing for me, Mike, and that is you guys have populated now here on the Iowa app every week one line that you guys have. Of course, no Iowa and Iowa State as they're taking on FCS teams, but nothing yet for week two. Can we get that Cy-Hawk line out there? Can we get an early stab here at August of Iowa-Iowa State? Can you get the college football guys on it for us?
Well, I'll tell you, Matt Metcalf's going to be my first guest on my show. Today, actually. So I'll ask him before he comes on if we can put up an Iowa-Iowa State line in Iowa at least here this weekend, if he can get it up. I know he's still the one guy out of 7 billion people in the world originating college football line. So, I know he's been busy at work for the last 3 weeks, obviously already doing all his stuff for every team so that he can limit his time to 5 or 6 hours on Saturday nights when he puts out the next line.
Unbelievable the work that he does. Yes. Good stuff. We'll see you. I'll be out there before Friday, but we'll see you next week, Mike Palmer. Certainly looking forward to it. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you're the same. Mike Palm, Circus Sports, as we catch up with our friends. A native Iowan, born and raised in Dubuque, and now the director of operations at Circa.
And again, $202 to get out.
Thursday.
Leave Thursday, come back Sunday. And MC20, use
the
promo code.
That's return?
That's round trip. Now, it's Frontier, but you'll also see me on one of those flights. The one coming home on Sunday.
200, that's ridiculously cheap.
And now we got you 20% off your rooms at either Circa or the D, mm-hmm. MC20. Come out, join us for the football contest, because as long as Ken and his group, we got to come up with a name with this group.
Well, you know, we've got three teams. Right now, they're going to be Kexen 01, Kexen 02, Kexen 03.
Okay, so we will be able to follow along.
Yes.
As they are out there. And I'm just going to use my name for my entry, too.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about it. I'm actually in the running, even for one of the quarters, like, I'm not going to win this contest.
Right.
I don't have any hope. I just want a quarter where I do it well. You're just going to see my name out there. You don't have to look. I'm not going to be Chubby Buddy 52. That's not what I'm going to be.
Right. Put your name on it.
Right. Because, we're also on the radio talking about it, so it's a little bit different.
Well, and here's what else is different, too. I know nobody cares about who your fantasy quarterback or running back are, right? But this is worth this is a million-dollar prize.
Yes, right.
We're talking about. Yes. And Mark Atkinson, and John McDermott, and Kevin James, and Ryan Goodrich. Who am I missing?
Oh, no.
Myself?
Yeah. There's one more.
God.
This is rough.
Yeah.
This guy is
yelling.
That's
our group. Hey, what about me, Miller? John Liebel.
Oh, Liebel's in.
John Liebel's in. Yes, John Liebel, part of it. So that's our group.
Well, I know some of those names in there. That's a pretty good group.
Absolutely is. We're going to have a blast. We get together via conference call or do our little, put our heads together. We just got to get us to December.
Right.
With one alive. I mean, hopefully, Trent, that week, the Christmas weekend.
So difficult.
The biggest dog is 3 points. Think about
nuts.
That.
That's nuts.
As we sit here today. All right, time out. Dave Sproul next. Claxon's Barbecue still to come. It's Miller and Condon. He noticed Pagan was pitching last night, too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his tweet. Wasn't good. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Well, construction can give you a good life by giving you opportunities to be a part of a team that does real, tangible things in your community.
For many of us, it's that feeling of doing something with our hands and creating something from scratch and or giving back to a new home or a remodeled project.
Do you enjoy working with your hands? Do you enjoy providing for your community? Do you enjoy getting out there and doing a hard day's work and coming home and saying, yeah, I did that?
Apply today, wolfconstruction.net.
106.3 KXNO.
Is now the best time ever to own a single-family rental home in Des Moines. Trent Condon here from my good friends at Renter's Warehouse. And I'm here to tell you, housing prices are falling, but rents are rising. And with low inventories, they're stronger than ever. What does this mean for you? It's not always a seller's market, but it is always a renter's market, especially when you hire Renter's Warehouse to manage the process for you. With selling, you never know what you're going to get. With renting, you can be confident in your ability to earn monthly cash flow, appreciation,
and tax benefits for the long term. And with Renter's Warehouse, you can sit back and collect the money. Tenants, they find the best. Rent, they collect it for you. Maintenance requests, they handle them 24/7. All for just one low monthly flat fee. They'll even warranty your tenants for free. Don't sell. Cash in and rent your home with Renter's Warehouse instead. Find out how much rent your home can get by visiting renterswarehouse.com or call 515-528-4420.
/free.
Now back to Miller and Condon on 106.3 KXNO. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Talk to our friend Dave Sproul, shall we? Iowa State had their media day earlier this week. Dave Sproul, as one would expect, was in attendance. Let's pick his brain on that. Let's start, first of all, with your thoughts on Pagan's start last night. not start, but appearance.
Yeah, I make the same sound every time he comes into the game.
Yeah.
Rub my temples and, try to relieve that stress headache somehow I get whenever Rocco Baldelli hands him the ball.
I don't get why he continues to do so. Though, as a Blue Jays fan, I'm glad that he did, especially last night.
I'm sure you are.
So let's go back to Media Day, Dave. And I saw your tweet from, I think it was yesterday, Xavier Hutchinson and Anthony Johnson. You've got video of both of those Cyclones up at on the KSI Twitter at 1430KASI. Let's start with Xavier Hutchinson as he met the media. Just some of your takeaways from X.
Well, obviously, very confident guy. He's going to be not only the on-field leader, but he's being the off-field leader too for their receiving group and try to help along some of the younger guys like Jalen Knoll, who had a nice little season as a freshman and, is primed to take the next step, and X wants to be a part of that. And of course, the reason I posted that video is because X and Anthony Johnson were just going back and forth, having some fun with each other and, just a little goofy thing, but I think that's the most fun part of media day for me. It's usually, we don't take these things too seriously. We're just looking for content really more than insight, if you will, when it comes right down to it. When you see these guys having fun with each other, it's hard not to have fun and smile along with them when they're going back and forth like that. It's neat because, it was the day before practice really started. They're still loose. They're still coming off of the summertime, and it's right before they really get seriously down to business, so they can kind of let their sense of humor show. And that was part of the fun part of putting that video for me, was just seeing these guys have fun with each other.
Well, the change for Anthony Johnson, going from a pretty accomplished cornerback and now making the move to safety. Now, there's been openings with the guys that have been moving on and transferring out from the safety position there. What does that say to you, though, about what they feel they have kind of waiting in the wings at that cornerback spot? You got Tavon Kyle, who's got a lot of experience. Tampa, the big cornerback over there, Purchase. And now Darian Porter, who made the flip over. I mean, they got four guys. They got to feel pretty comfortable when you take an all Big 12 player and move them over to safety.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you got to feel pretty confident about the cornerbacks you have if you're going to take an all-conference corner and move them to safety. It says, something about where your safety group is at right now, that you need some reinforcements there, but that's obvious. We knew that going in. I did not anticipate that they would move Anthony Johnson, but you're right. The four guys you mentioned, they are guys who've gotten some experience. Porter is a really good athlete, started his career as a receiver, flipping over to the defensive side now, and Johnson talks about that a little bit, those other guys there at corner, and he seems like he's pretty impressed with what they can do, and, he's helping them out as much as he can. And I also asked Anthony about his own transition to safety, and if that means, you got to change your study habits somehow, or are you looking at different keys or tendencies, and he says it's basically all the same. You're looking at offensive tendencies, you're looking at individual player tendencies, and breaking down the film the same as it ever was. So I'm pretty confident that Anthony's going to be just fine at safety, and he'll be helping along those new guys at corner.
Was Campbell, in his introductory press conference, or when the beginning of media day, was he asked at all about the kicker position? I mean, last year it was kind of out of the norm for Iowa State, right, to not have to close your eyes when whoever was going to make a big kick for them. They had success with both Mevis and Asali. We don't know that this year. It's the same over in Iowa City with that. How big of a talker was the place kicker who's going to be new?
Yeah, he was asked about that, and he indicated that it is pretty much wide open at this point. He feels like, you know, the kicking candidates all have their particular strengths, and it's going to be probably, you know, an open competition right up to the start of the season. He mentioned Jace Gilbert, Keegan Shackelford, and Nettles, I forget his first name.
Drake.
A guy who got some experience handling kickoffs in the past, so, and maybe he's got a little bit of an advantage in that regard in handling kickoffs and trying to, you know, kick the ball through the end zone. But it'll be interesting to see if it is Gilbert or Shackelford or maybe somebody else might step up in that competition and make some noise and prove to be reliable. And that's the number one thing. You got to know how reliable are they? What kind of range do they have? They're still sorting that out in practice, apparently, and I would imagine that'll go right up to the opening kick of the season.
Of course, Mike Rose has departed. You have Hummel, who played 63 games, the most in Iowa State history.
Yeah.
Those guys depart. Last year, Orion Vance, he was not completely healthy. Mm-hmm. What does a healthy Orion Vance mean? Because, tell you, that guy, there's times it looks like he's shot out of a cannon. He comes flying through there, through the line. What kind of season do you anticipate from him, and who's going to be around him at linebacker?
Yeah, if he's healthy, Orion Vance will certainly be, I think, very impressive at the linebacker spot. Like you mentioned, he really showed, when he was healthy, he showed some real potential. Mm-hmm. To think about, you know, he was good enough in the middle that they were comfortable moving Rose mm-hmm. to the outside,
right.
You know, a couple seasons back. And it speaks a lot to both of those guys and how their abilities translate on the field, that they could do that. And Vance, he talked a little bit. He was kind of funny. He talked about, now he's the most experienced guy in that linebacker group, but he said he felt like he was kind of an old soul already. He literally used that term when he came in, so he's feeling like it's a pretty natural fit for him to move into a leadership position. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, something of a rotation. We talked about with the four corners. I mean, all those four guys you mentioned, we're going to see them on the field rotating through, and I think we might see, you know, some rotations at linebacker. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, who they use and what situations they use them in, because I'm sure we'll see a mix when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, Vaughn Reeder, who's played a lot of football, and Orion Vance. Remember Mike Rose's freshman campaign? That was going to be the battle. And it was, and Mike Rose won it, but Orion Vance saw the field a whole bunch. So what was Campbell's concern? What do you think, what was your takeaway as the, you know, what he's not maybe not worried about, but what he's wants to see kind of sort itself out in the month of August?
A coach isn't probably going to give away what he's most worried about, but he did talk, you know, he was fairly open about the fact that there isn't uncertainty at place kicker, and there's going to be that competition. Talked about the running back competition. I mean, Jairoel Brock obviously brings the most experience, but there's going to be some guys, you know, barking up his heels as they go through camp and into the start of the season. And, you know, he's got some options at the defensive end opposite of Will McDonald. You know what you're getting with a guy like McDonald. But on the other side, you know, they need somebody who can bring some pressure. So, They're looking for more depth on that side of the defensive line in particular, as well as in the middle. You got J.R. Singleton, you got
Lee
Peterson, who aren't related. Yeah, you got Lee coming back. So there's some solid candidates there in the middle, but that opposite defensive end from Will McDonald, that's going to be kind of key.
Yeah.
They're going to need some guys to take some pressure off of him.
Final thing for me, over to some hoops, as he had an opportunity to talk to a couple of guys, including my pick to be the leading scorer next year, Jaron Holmes, the transfer from St. Bonaventure. Takeaway, having a chance to talk to some basketball guys earlier in the week.
Yeah, I listened to your interview with Nick Olsen earlier this week about Jaron Holmes, and I can't resist, you know, kind of repeating what he talked about and how Holmes is driven by, you know, the desire to prove others wrong. He talked about how, you know, his mom supported him and his family, you know, as a single parent on a teacher salary, and getting him to practice and helping him in workouts. And also, you know, he talked about her being a real advocate for him because his offers out of high school were like the D2 level, and he had coaches and evaluators telling him that's probably the highest he could go. But his mom was insistent that he could play at Division I, and he went the junior college route eventually, or initially, and then went to St. Bonaventure for a few years, and now, you know, he feels he's very capable of contributing at the Big 12 level now, and he gave a lot of credit to his mom's drive and belief in him in getting him to this level. So I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out to be true that he is the leading scorer. I think that's pretty wide open competition, obviously, for the squad this year, but he's certainly going to have his opportunities.
And a favorite of Trent and mine from last year, too, and I know Randy Peterson wrote about him in today's Register, and you've got video up again at the 1430 KSI Twitter account. Robert Jones back for another year and certainly had his moments, Dave Sproul, and brings a little something different, at least to that roster was, I don't want to say necessarily missing last year, but he's one of those first-off-the-bus guys, and every team has to have one.
Yeah, that's very true. And in addition to that, you know, that kind of breakthrough game he had against Baylor that Randy wrote quite a bit, he also talked a bit about, you know, there's more depth in the post for Iowa State this season. A lot of it is unproven. So he's taking a leadership role down there. And he talked about, you know, helping guys with those defensive principles that are so important to T.J. Otzelberger and, you know, making sure that the guys who are supposed to play down low know what they need to do in terms of footwork or responding to the opposing players and things like that. So it sounds like, you know, he's kind of a quiet personality off the court, but it sounds like he's just really stepping up on the court in practices to help out his fellow post players.
Best luck to the Twins starting on Monday, Dave.
I appreciate that. You're very magnanimous of you.
Good to talk to you. Dave, we'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you, Dave Sproul.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Dave Sproul, 1430 KASI. Yeah, that Twitter account, folks, a lot of video. Dave's at all of these events. Goes over with the video camera and posts all the video on our sister station over in Story County in Ames, 1430 KASI. The interviews up from yesterday, both Holmes and Jones and the Hutchinson and Johnson interviews from Media Day earlier this week. And then I believe it was, didn't Nick say that they'll get coordinator availability starting next week? Did he not?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
I think he did. All right, so it's 11:45. You know what that means? It's time to open up the phone lines to the first four callers. As long as you haven't played in the last 30 days, you are eligible to play for Claxon's Barbecue. What does that mean? Well, we'll give you four questions and a tiebreaker. They're all sports related. You give us four predictions. If you get the most right, we'll give you a $35 gift certificate from Claxon's. The runner-up gets $25. Again, if you haven't played in the last 30 days, you're eligible to get back in. Love to get some new blood in there as well, as we seemingly been doing more and more so over the weeks. 515-284-5966. 515-284-5966. If you're getting a ring, that means you're in. Stay right there. Claxon's next. Miller and Condon. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
I'm fair.
All right, welcome back, Miller and Condon. Final 5 minutes here of our week. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Ray, Matt, Troy, and Barry, we're going to give you four questions in a tiebreaker. If you get the most right, you'll get a $35 gift certificate from Claxon's. Claxon's in Altoona, 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona, where they've been serving barbecue for 25 years. ClaxonBBQ.com online. ClaxonBBQ.com online. There you can find the hours, the menu, etc. Ray is up first. Ray, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good, just a little bit hot.
All right. Well, here we go. Question one, CFL, Hamilton Tiger Cats or Toronto Argonauts tonight? Who wins that game?
Argonauts.
Does Dylan Cease make it through six innings tonight in his start versus Texas in Texas?
No.
Padres, Dodgers, three-game series in L.A., who wins the series?
Dodgers.
Yankees, Cardinals, three-game series in St. Louis. Who wins the series?
Yankees.
Tiebreaker, Ray, is closest without going over. Cubs have a three-game series against Miami. How many more runs will the Cubs score this weekend, closest without going over?
Eight.
Ray, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, appreciate it. Matt is up next with Miller and Condon. Hi, Matt.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hamilton or Toronto tonight in the CFL?
I'll take Hamilton.
All right. Does Dylan Cease make it through six innings, his start versus Texas tonight?
Yep.
San Diego versus the Dodgers, three-game series at Dodger Stadium. Who wins?
San Diego.
Yankees, Cardinals, three-game series in St. Louis. Who wins?
Yankees.
How many runs will the Cubs score this weekend against Miami? You there?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yep, 18.
18. Just the Cubs. You're good with that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Troy is up next. Hello, Troy. How you been?
Good, thanks.
Good to hear from you. Tiger Cats, Argonauts in Toronto.
Toronto.
Dylan Cease, does he make it through six against Texas tonight?
Yes.
I think you said yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Padres-Dodgers, three-game series in L.A.
The Dodgers.
Yankees-Cardinals, three-game series at Busch.
Cardinals.
Okay. How many runs will the Cubs score this weekend? Closest without going over?
Nine
it is, Troy. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Barry brings it to a close for another week. Hi, Barry.
Good morning.
Hamilton and Toronto tonight in the CFL. Maybe it's tomorrow, but this weekend.
Toronto.
Dylan Cease, does he make it through six innings tonight?
No.
Dodgers hosting the Padres, three-game series. Who wins?
Dodgers.
Yankees are at the Cardinals, three-game series.
Cardinals.
How many runs do the Cubs score this weekend? Closest without going over.
14.
14. Barry, you are on record. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, there we go. And Klaxons comes to a close for another week again. Klaxons, 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. Any consensus?
No consensus.
Love it.
Yeah, this is going to be a wide open weekend. Yeah, weekend where a lot of baseball.
A lot of good baseball.
Got to wait for some football.
Yep.
After the appetizer last night.
But this is pretty good. I mean, Mets Braves this weekend, too.
How about the Wyndham Championship?
How about it?
Not going to do it for you?
No.
The two guys
golf
I gave,
season's over.
No, the two guys I gave out, they're both in fifth place right now.
Are they
now.
Really?
Yes, and Jay.
You're good at this golf thing.
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, you gotta stick with it, right?
You do.
Yeah.
And you know, I gave out that Smalley guy on our TV show. And I told you I'd never heard of him.
Right.
But I just read
he was a horse for the course.
This is his home course.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's in a tie for ninth.
That's great. And it was a big price.
He was a huge price. My boy, Austin Smotherman, also tied for ninth. Some of the names, but because you don't follow it like I do,
right?
These are guys that it doesn't matter the sport. It's you in horse racing, right?
Del Mar tonight at 6 on my TV.
And it's just something that it doesn't matter what the sport is.
Mm-hmm.
I got a buddy. He does Australian rules football.
Oh, not as
a joke, but he still does it.
Yeah.
Of course, did it at the beginning of the pandemic when that's all we had to bet on. That and ping pong and some YMCA in Russia. But he has continued on because he found a niche. He found a way that he likes enjoying betting on it. I think he likes when they score and they do the referee with the two-finger point.
In the white suit and the fedora.
Yes, which is ridiculous in its own front. But that's the fun that you can have with sports betting, too. It just doesn't have to be football only. Find a niche. And I think I found one with golf.
I think we found a new way to coin our station, at least 10 to noon. Des Moines Sports Wagering Station, 106.3 KX, and when we say that proudly.
It's certainly the sports wagering show, there is no doubt.
All right, that's going to do it for us for the week. We certainly appreciate you being here with us. We really do. Murph and Andy coming up at 1, the Fanatics at 3. Saturday morning pregame show tomorrow at 8 a.m. Trent and I are here Monday through Friday from 10 until noon on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO.